So almost time to finish, but before we do, we have some films for you all at the cinema. Now, I showcase Cineworld because they are great when it comes to access. They have more audio description and screens than the others. And also, they're very good at helping you if you need any assistance. But there are two other cinemas in the area. There's The View in Newcastle-under-Lyme on the main high street, in adjacent to where the Iron Market is. And they've also got Odeon Festival Park, which is in Etruria. And they are pretty good around access, so please do contact them if you'd like to go to any of those. And also, all you have to do is Google which cinema you want to go to and put the area in, and all the information will come up for you. Okay, but we'll give you some information for Cineworld at the end of this feature, in case you would like to go to that cinema. Okay, so films coming up. We've got Disney's Snow White, which opens this weekend. It's a live-action musical reimagining of the classic 1937 film. The magical musical adventure journeys back to the timeless story with beloved characters Bashful, Doc, Dopey, Grumpy, Happy, Sleepy and Sneezy. Disney's Snow White is directed by Mark Webb and produced by Mark Platt. With Callum McDougall serving as executive producer, and this is wonderful. It also features new original songs from Benji Passager and Justin Paul, who did The Greatest Showman, and Dear Evan Hansen, amongst many, many others, and has a wonderful cast that includes Rachel Zelger, Andrew Burnap, and Gal Gadot. Now, next up, we've got The Auto Night, also opens this weekend. It's Certificate 15. By the way, Snow White was Certificate PG. It's 123 minutes long, is The Auto Night. It's directed by Barry Levinson, and it stars Robert De Niro. And The Auto Night follows two of New York's most notorious organized crime bosses, Frank Costello and Vito Genovese, and how they separate paths to power place them on a deadly collision course. And it also stars, as well as Robert De Niro, it's got Debra Messing and Michael Alder in there as well. And it's directed, as I said, by Barry Levinson. We've got Marching Powder. Certificate 18. This opened on the 7th of March. It's still on in cinemas. It's 96 minutes long, and this sees the long-anticipated reunion of acclaimed director Nick Love, The Business, The Sweeney Football Factory, The Firm, and TV's Bulletproof, and long-term collaborator and national treasure Danny Dyer from TV's EastEnders and The Football Factory. Now, this isn't your average rom-com. Set in the irreverent and profane world of cult classic The Football Factory, Marching Powder is an hilarious, poignant, and action-packed big-screen drama that follows the story of Jack, an aging, drug-taking football hooligan who feels increasingly irrelevant in today's society as he struggles to keep his family together. He's hooked on drugs and adrenaline and struggling to resist the pull of his gang of fellow football fans. Jack is arrested after some violent match day exploits and given 6 weeks to turn his life around or else. And it also stars Jeff Bowe, Callum McNabb, Artie Dyer, and Patrick and Bailey Patrick. And it's directed by Nick Love. So we got Black Bag for you, which opened last week. This is 94 minutes. It's directed by Steven Soderbergh. Black Bag is a high-stakes mystery starring Cate Blanchett and Michael Fassbender, alongside Regine Page, Marissa Abella, and Tom Burke. And Cate Blanchett and Tom Burke are currently starring in The Seagull in London, at the Barbican Centre, so another reunion there. We also have for you Novocaine, and this opens on the 28th of March. It's 110 minutes long. It's Certificate 15, and when the girl of his dreams, Amber Midthunder, what a great name, is kidnapped, every man, Nate, played by Jack Quaid, turns his inability to feel pain into an unexpected strength in his fight to get her back. Yeah, and that is directed by Dan Burke and Robert Olsen. And that is on now, and it's showing. And a wonderful one. And just to mention a couple of others that I mentioned last time, but I'll give you a reprise of. We have Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy. That's still showing, 125 minutes long, Certificate 15. And two-time Academy Award winner Renée Zellweger returns to the role that established a romantic comedy heroine for the ages. A woman whose admirable approach to life and love redefined an entire film franchise. And Bridget Jones first exploded onto bookshelves in Helen Fielding's literal phenomenon, Bridget Jones's Diary, which became a global best-selling. And this continues the story. She's now a single mother to 10-year-old Billy and 6-year-old Mabel, and is stuck in a state of emotional limbo raising her children with the help of her loyal friends, including her former lover Daniel Cleaver and new love interest played by new heartthrob Leo Woodall, and it's directed by Michael Morris. And just to mention, there's also Captain America Brave New World, which was released in February, and this is still on as well. It's 119 minutes, and after meeting with newly elected US President Thaddeus Ross, played by Harrison Ford, in his Marvel cinematic debut, Sam finds himself in the middle of an international incident. He must discover the reason behind a nefarious global plot before the true mastermind has the entire world seen red. Okay, so those are all the films for you. So, at Cineworld, most films are available with audio description. Please check when booking. Audio description, also referred to as a video description, is a form of narration used to provide information surrounding key visual elements in a media work. Cineworld's committed to making your experience a safe and enjoyable one. Please do ask if you require any information or assistance during your visit. If you want some popcorn fetching, or want to be told what's on the menu, or want to be taken to a disabled toilet or your seat, then always ask. There is, as soon as you walk into the venue, straight ahead of you, there's something called Dropbox. If you go to that little area there where there's an attendant, or you kind of wave your hand or something, they'll come over to you and tell them what you need, and they will help. The customer service number is 0333-003-344, and the reservations is 0871-200-2000. If you'd like to go to View at Newcastle-under-Lyme or the Odeon at Festival Park, please do Google either of those, and their websites will come up, and you'll be able to find their booking information and information around access and all of that sort of stuff as well. And we'll have some more film information for you when we're back early April.